Ponoka County issued a forest tent caterpillar outbreak alert a few weeks back, and continues to monitor the situation. In mid-July, I noticed several dark glossy cylinders on the poplar trees in Rimby, said Sharon Fair. I thought it was something systemic, like black knot. Our daughter suggested I cut one open. I did, and it was hard and brittle, she said. There was no damage to the twig, but it looked like rows of tiny white eggs inside. I googled eggs on poplars and got a match, tent caterpillars. I had no idea. I have lived through several cycles of tent caterpillar infestations, and I thought their eggs hatched in web-like tents, she added. To that end, Ponoka County has now issued an outbreak alert in reference to the caterpillars, which are native to North America and are a common defoliator of hardwood trees. If you've noticed clusters of fuzzy caterpillars crawling over trees or forming silky mats on branches, chances are you've encountered forest tent caterpillars. While they may look harmless, these insects can have a serious impact on trees and forests, especially during outbreak years, according to the county. Despite their name, they don't actually build tents like other tent caterpillars. Instead, they spin silk trails on tree bark and branches to help guide them between feeding and resting areas. These caterpillars are about 2 inches long when fully grown and are easy to recognize by their blue and black bodies marked with a row of white, footprint-shaped spots down their backs. Tent caterpillars emerge in the spring, hatching from egg masses that were laid the previous summer. The larvae feed on tree leaves for about 5 to 6 weeks before pupating. By early summer, they transform into tan-colored moths, which live only a few days, just long enough to mate and lay eggs for the next generation. According to the county, forest tent caterpillars can defoliate large swaths of forest. While most healthy trees can survive 1 or 2 years of defoliation, repeated attacks can weaken them, making them more vulnerable to disease, drought, and other pests. Their favorite food sources include sugar maple, aspen, oak, birch in heavily infested areas. Residents may also notice caterpillar frass, droppings, falling from trees like rain, sticky silk trails across tree trunks and structures, and temporary tree thinning or browning due to leaf loss. The county alert also includes steps that can be taken to deal with the caterpillars. For starters, there is manual removal by scraping off egg masses or clusters of caterpillars. This can help in smaller areas. There is also biological control. Some gardeners use Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, a natural bacterium that targets caterpillars but is safe for other wildlife. If infestations are severe or persistent, consult with a local arborist or the county office at 403-783-3333 to determine the best course of action.